AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama wants parts of a global climate agreement being worked on in Paris to be legally binding. Obama telling reporters as he ready to leave the French capital that the continued 2 weeks of talks will not be easy.
I'm sure there will be moments over the next 2 weeks where progress seems stymied and everyone rushes to write that we are doomed. But I'm convinced that we're going to get big things done here.
Obama says the specific targets each country sets to reduce greenhouse gas emissions may not have the force of treaty, but he wants periodic reviews of those commitments to be legally binding. Obama also talked about the international effort against the Islamic State group.
We're going to continue to push hard among all our allies to cut off the financing, cut off the foreign fighters, improve our intelligence gathering, which has allowed us to accelerate the strikes that we're taking against ISIL.
In Washington, Defense Secretary Ash Carter tells the House Armed Services Committee the U.S. is expanding the use of special forces as part of the fight against that group.
These special operators will over time be able to conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence, and capture ISIL leaders.
Carter says the special forces will be focused on defending Iraq's borders and building the capacity of the Iraqi government forces. He adds they will also be in a position to conduct unilateral operations into Syria. Car sales jumped last month. Edmunds.com estimates sales will hit 1.33 million, eclipsing the previous November record set in 2001. Nissan saw a 4% gain. Toyota and Fiat Chrysler were up 3%. GM increased by 1.5%. Ford was flat, despite a 10% increase in F-150 truck sales. Volkswagen, because of its diesel scandal, tumbled 25%. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 105. This is AP Radio News. Oregon Democrat Senator Ron Wyden teamed with Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley to investigate Gilead Pharmaceuticals and its pricing of two drugs used to treat hepatitis C.
The company chose to put revenue ahead of affordability, of accessibility for millions of patients.
More than three out of four adults with hepatitis C are baby boomers, the age group now entering Medicare. The government estimates that program will spend more than $9 billion this year on drugs for the disease. Grassley and Wyden say they are concerned that this same sort of cost crisis is likely to arise with other new medications being developed by the drug companies. The World Health Organization is urging Ukraine to declare a state of emergency due to a polio outbreak. Half of Ukraine's children have not been vaccinated against the disease. Only six other countries reported cases this year, most of them in Pakistan and Afghanistan. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.